lips in my face. Could I put a face in my tree, like a dryad from Greek mythology? Two muddy circle eyes under black dash eyebrows, piggy nose nostrils, and a chewed up horror of a mouth. Definitely not a dryad face. I can't stop biting my lips. It looks like my mouth belongs to someone else, someone I don't even know. I get out of bed and take down the mirror. I put it in the back of my closet, facing the wall.
I've noticed already that Melinda keeps biting her lips, but she also says that she hates how it makes her mouth look. So why does she keep doing it? I think that this is a nervous habit, and one she picked up just recently. She hasn't even gotten used to how it makes her look. She says her mouth looks like it belongs to someone else, someone I don't even know. We also found out that Melinda doesn't even want to look at her own face in the mirror. I knew that Melinda was unhappy, but I'm getting the sense that she's really depressed. Let's keep reading the next section on page 17, Our Fearless Leader.
Our Fearless Leader. I'm hiding in the bathroom, waiting for the coast to clear. I peek out the door. Principal spots another errant student in the hall. Principal, where's your late pass, mister? Errant student. I'm on my way to get one now. PP. But you can't be in the hall without a pass. ES. I know, I'm so upset. That's why I need to hurry so I can get a pass. Principal pauses with a look on his face like Daffy Duck's when Bugs is pulling a fast one. PP. Well, hurry up then and get that pass.